Hello and welcome in to another edition of Connect on Way. I'm your host, Steve Green, and today we're going to be talking to Dolly Nykirk from Lifehouse Maternity Home. And Dolly, it's great to have you in the studio today.
Thank you very much.
You guys do just an amazing ministry over there. And just kind of to start off, tell our listeners more about what you guys do.
Well, we're a well-kept secret in Louisville. We Lifehouse Maternity Home's been operating since 2014, serving pregnant and parenting teens and women who are facing a crisis. Usually that's homelessness, drug addiction, escaping domestic violence, trafficking, just a whole host of trauma and histories that they bring with them.
I know that they come from these situations and just need a place to call home for a while.
And that's what we do. We try to meet those immediate needs of shelter, food, clothing, and then we begin to work with them on transforming their life. And we know that's done from the healing touch of Jesus Christ. So that's where we start.
Right. And I had somebody ask me about this the other day. They're like, okay, so what happens when the baby's born? Do they have to hit the road? It doesn't exactly work that way.
No, we actually have what we call two sides of the house, a maternity side. So while residents are pregnant, they stay on the maternity side. And then somewhere between 3 to 6 months after they have their baby, they can transition to one of our six apartments, which are also under the same roof. And they can live with us for up to 4 years as they go to college or work on improving their employment opportunities.
That's amazing. So it really is a life change for people that might be not on the path they intended to be on.
That's right. And, you know, we say Lifehouse is for life, and so it doesn't even end after those 4 years.
Right. That's great. And I am guessing that there is a greater need than you have ability to keep up with.
We have last year had a record number of residents. Mm-hmm. We've had a waiting list almost the entire year. Wow. We've run at near occupancy most of 2022, and it's not slowing down yet.
Don't expect it to. Well, again, great work that you do. And You mentioned that it's the best kept secret in Louisville. It kind of is. Until I met you, I had no idea that such a thing existed, which, again, it's an awesome ministry. What are ways that you can get the word out? Are there places you like to speak? How would you like to do that?
Absolutely. I am open to coming and speaking to any Sunday school class, small group, church, mission team, mission committees, or any community organization, civic organization, women's groups. I'm available to speak. We also hold a monthly lunch and learn. Mm-hmm. On the last Wednesday of the month, where the public is invited to come for a tour and get lunch. We'll feed them and we'll show them Lifehouse in person. and they can register on our website, which is lifehouselouisville.org. And it's L-I-F-E, lifehouselouisville.org.
Yeah, hey, there's nothing like free food. So that's
right.
That's a good deal, lunch and learn. And as far as speaking to the different groups, how would somebody go about contacting you if they'd like to have you come out?
They can contact us through that website. Just send us an inquiry through the website, or they can call us at Lifehouse, and that's 502-897-1655. Just ask to speak to me, and we will be happy to get it on the calendar.
Good deal. All right. Well, you know, we were having a conversation before we came in here, and you were mentioning a Bible study that's part of the program. It's one of the things that you do with the ladies. And you've got a little complication with that these days.
We do. Part of having a full house means we also have a lot of children in the home. Right now, we have 8 children ages 3 weeks to 3 years. And so we provide, during the Bible study, we provide babysitting so the moms can focus on the Bible study and learn. But we are struggling to find volunteers to help with babysitting. And who doesn't want to come and just sit and rock a baby or play with a toddler? And we're facing the fact that we may have to discontinue Bible study until we get enough volunteers. And we need about six individuals, and that can be adults or teens. Right. And the teens would be paired with another adult, but we would love to have them contact us and volunteer and help us out on Monday nights. It's about 2-hour commitment on Monday nights. If we have enough, you don't have to make an every Monday night commitment, but I know that there are some faith-based schools out there that require service hours, so this is a great opportunity for teens to get in those service hours too.
Absolutely. We talk about this Bible study. What are some of the things? Obviously, that's a very key part of the growing process for the ladies that are in the home. What are some of the things that you guys really try to focus on in helping them get reestablished?
We focus on employment, of course, so they'll work with our case manager on job readiness. We also do some special programming. We just now are exploring a program for one of our residents for vocational rehabilitation, just to help her understand what she's good at doing, what she likes to do, and then having a rehab specialist that will work with her as she gets acclimated to a new job and feels comfortable. So those are specialized services. We treat each resident as an individual, and each of them has individual needs. So this resident has that need, but we have another resident who might be recovering from drug addiction. And so we make sure we connect her with recovery services such as Celebrate Recovery. And we do require all of our residents to receive counseling outside of Lifehouse just to work on any trauma and past hurts that they may have.
You know, with the situation with some of the girls, obviously, coming from these backgrounds, you guys really have a plan in place to help protect them so they're in a safe environment while they're getting through this transition, right?
That's right. Lifehouse is a secure home. We have security system. All of our doors are locked all of the time. And our residents are assigned safe words, so they only let people that they want to speak with or see know those safe words. So we take a lot of precautions in helping to protect those residents.
And you don't have a big flashing neon sign that says, they're all here.
That's right. There's no signage on the outside of our
That's
house.
Right. It's really neat what you do. And of course, it takes money to make this happen every day. And when you've got a house that big with that many people in it, there are a lot of expenses.
Yeah, right. And that's correct. You know, and like everyone has experienced, you know, the rising grocery costs, utility costs. We're not immune to that either. And, you know, we certainly recognize and understand that it's a challenging time for everyone. Lifehouse did run a little bit short of our year-end goal for us to get started in 2023. We ran about $75,000 short. And so we're hoping that we can generate some interest in our program. And we really think that happens if you come in person and take a look at our facility and see what we're doing. And then hopefully your heart will talk to you into making a nice donation to us.
Sure, absolutely. And so a lot of nonprofits are in that same situation this year, is just not having made goals because all of us are under the kind of the same financial strain. But it doesn't discount what good you're doing. And obviously, the need is still the need. So about how much does it cost, just the day in and day out expenses, if you had to put a number on it?
It's about $1,500 a day to operate Lifehouse, and the services we provide, we're staffed 24/7 all year round. And so while covering staff salaries is not a glamorous thing, we are very hands-on. There's no book out there that we can hand our residents and say, read this. This is all you need to know about life. Because if it was, I wanted to read that book.
Right, right, me too.
But so we're very hands-on. We're transporting residents to the hospital. Our staff stays with our residents overnight in the hospital many times when they're giving birth or they have other things that they need to do medically. And we're teaching them and working one-on-one and setting goals with them. So we're very hands-on in addition to just the normal utilities and food and things and like that you need.
Yeah, just one trip to the grocery store will open your eyes, that's
exactly
for sure.
Exactly right.
Oh my goodness, it's really tough. So about $1,500 a day. You have something called the 365 Circle. What's that?
That is for our donors that commit to making a donation of $3.65 a day for 365 days. what that really translates into is a donation of $111 per month.
Right.
And we look to get 365 donors each year to commit to that. So if that's something that someone feels called to do, we would love to talk to them a little bit more about it. It can be made in a monthly donation or it could be made in one lump sum donation. And we would love to share a little bit more about that program and how it will impact Lifehouse.
So depending on which coffee shop you go to, 365 a day might be a little high, but it's less than a Happy Meal, right?
That is true. I've always said that. You know, you can give up your trip to the vending machine or the coffee shop for a day and really make a difference in the life of a mom and a baby.
And that is so true. Well, once again, that phone number is 502-897-1655. Right?
Correct.
And lifehouselouisville.org is the website. You guys have got, I am getting 5,000 notifications on my phone. If you guys are hearing a ding in the background, that's unfortunate. driving me crazy. One of those kind of days. But glad to have you in the studio. And just thinking about, again, back to talking about speaking to groups. What would a typical presentation, I mean, do you need 10 minutes? You need an hour?
Usually my presentation is about 20 minutes.
Okay.
That allows time for question and answers. Mm-hmm. I can customize that. If somebody's willing to give me 5 minutes, I'd be happy to give them my 5 minute elevator speech. Or, you know, I can extend that into 30 minutes. I can even have a video that I can show. I like to talk about success stories with our residents, and that's different for all of them. But I'll cater my talk to any need that the group has.
Sure. You mentioned success stories. Is there anything that comes to mind? I know, obviously, privacy issues and all that, but just a great success story that you could share with us?
Really, success is different for all of our residents.
Sure.
We've had a resident that stayed with us for a little over 3 years, and she was a recovering drug user, but she was a functional drug user. So she had a very good job, had an education, and she was able to keep that good job and actually saved enough money to have her down payment on her first home. So she left Lifehouse and moved directly into her first home. But yet for another resident, it might be just staying sober another 24 hours.
Right.
And that's a success as well. And so it's really hard to measure what success is because it's so individualized for each resident.
Sure.
We've had, we work with our residents sometimes on just obtaining a driver's license to enable them to get better employment and secure something that will give them benefits and things like that. So, again, we're very just individualized and focused on what each resident's goals might be.
I'm sure with a house full of people, full of kids, there's some days that probably are trying, but I bet it's a rewarding thing to be involved in.
It is. It's challenging, rewarding, frustrating, exciting, you name it, every emotion on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated a baby that just had a surgery coming home and healthy, and so all of those things are part of our day-to-day.
Sure. Well, once again, that phone number is 502-897-1655, and the website is lifehouselouisville.org. Dolly, thanks again for coming in to be with us, and just again, we appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much.